Stringer's Ridge performs tonight at this month's River City Sessions, here on this campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, starting at 7:30 p.m. in Chautauqua Hall, right above our studios here at WUTC. Mike Gray is the founder of the monthly concert series, and Bob Boyer is director of UTC Performances. Mike, Bob, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
I, as always, am pleased to be here, Ray.
Welcome back.
We had to bring the kayak, but we got here.
And now that you've brought the kayak, let's talk about River City Sessions.
Let's do. One of my favorite subjects.
Likewise. Enjoy it.
Back here tonight in this building.
You better believe it. And we are excited. Actually, this is one of the better lineups I think I've ever had of local talent. We've got Stringer's Ridge coming in. Stringer's Ridge is a band made up of Tom and Fran Morley and Brian Hayes from playing the guitar with them and sometimes beating his feet on a piece of plywood. They mix a bit of Celtic, Irish, Scottish, and bluegrass tunes together to come up with a set that will wake your feet up.
For people who haven't heard them before, how would they fit into the constellation of the music that they do?
They are called Americana, and they probably are one of the few groups that I would really use that as a descriptive, because their music does cross boundaries. It goes from Scotland, and as a matter of fact, Tom helped me track a couple of songs from Scotland all the way into the Appalachians, where they're now bluegrass standards. They play them in the traditional style, normally, of where those songs came from. But you hear familiar tunes and riffs woven through all of them. So I would call them Americana, even though they're pulling in from an international base.
Yeah, this is as roots is going to get.
Exactly.
How'd you come across them?
Well, Tom and his wife, Fran, came to a River City Sessions about 2 years ago. And I recognized that they were strangers in a strange land. Walked up and introduced myself afterwards, and he said, well, I'm a fiddle player, and this is Fran, and we play music, and what would it take to get on here? And we talked about it for a little while, and before I knew it, they had a band put together. Brian Haynes joined them, and I was excited to see him join them because I had participated in several old-time jams with Brian, and I knew the quality of music that he was capable of. Shortly after getting to know them, I went to Scotland to record some music and found out that Tom had connections all over the globe. He was able to give me a couple of very well-known musicians' names and phone numbers to give a call when I went over there, recorded a couple, put them on air here in the States. He has played with several symphonies, including Chattanooga. He traveled in a well-known country band for a while. He played with a symphony in Florida for several years. So he has just a really broad range of experience to pull from. Plays with the new dismembered Tennesseans now. So we're just really excited to have him. And I don't want to go on too long about Stringer's Ridge without mentioning our other band. Nancy Siders is going to bring a friend of hers, Charles Gaston. Nancy has been my February band for 3 years. She plays a very, I call it, eclectic, country-influenced rock music. It's acoustic. She spent some time in Nashville, recorded a few albums, three, I think. Spent some time in Colorado, performing there, and she's been back here, oh, I guess 5 years, 6 years. Her roots are in Suwannee. She was born and raised there. I will describe her music as reminiscent of a flat tire on a gravel road. I think you've probably heard that before and with some other entertainer. Come willing to be surprised.
And what a space for all these performers.
Still as nice a space as I've ever worked in or recorded in or anything. It's a piano recital hall. The acoustics are magnificent. And all we're doing with the sound system is making sure that the vocals are intelligible over the instruments, which come through loud and clear. It's just a great space. A couple of hundred seats, so you can come down front, enjoy the artists up close and personal, and just enjoy a nice, warm, dry evening on this Friday night.
And the acoustics, they just amplify that artistry.
They do. They do. The whole stage area is just set. I mean, it's designed for a single piano and works extremely well with small ensembles, which is, of course, our reason for being.
And beyond tonight's River City Sessions, mm-hmm. looking ahead.
Next month, we'll have Nicholas Williams. He is currently touring in Australia, so he hopefully will have some stories about his tour and a festival that he participated in there. Very accomplished folk musician. He will be joined by a couple of local people, Cannon Hunt, who has been on our show before and is well known in Chattanooga, will be also joining him here on our show next month. And the last show of the year, or the last scheduled show of the year, which is in April, we're just finalizing right now, having four people here called the Hippie Chicks. They are opening or going to start a record label in Nashville called Hippie Chick Twang. Right now there are four people involved in that project. One lives here in Chattanooga, and so we were offered the opportunity to be one of their announcement, one of their three announcement shows. We're real excited about that. One of them has 400 songs which have been recorded. She's a well-known writer. Another one toured with a indie band that had a number one indie tune at one time. I'll also say that another one's father is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she traveled with him for 3 years. And then the last one was a member of a sister's trio that performed out of Tennessee, East Tennessee, for several years. That's April's show. We're looking really forward to that.
We're looking forward to it, too. Where can people go online for more information?
You can get to either of our Facebook pages, which would be UTC Presents or River City Sessions, if you're wandering around Facebook. The other possibility, of course, is the UTC Fine Arts Center website, which is utc.edu/fine-arts-center. And there's a button on that page as well that will take you directly to the ticket sales.
All right, Mike, Bob, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And now, a sampling of Stringer's Ridge, playing tonight at River City Sessions here at UTC. Last month, the band stopped by our studio on Forever Bluegrass with Richard Winham and Cindy Pinion.
I saw you over there dancing, Richard. Be careful of that collarbone.
It's too late for that now, I think.
Sorry if I helped slip it out of place. That's my fault. For another track to play off our CD, I'd like to feature the song that Bryant sings, actually, Drill Ye Terriers Drill. That's one where we actually did have fun with some overdubs and put some extra things on it. I don't know what track that is.
Got it.
You got it? But there we had some fun and added harmonies and double voices and Franz playing several different percussion instruments, and it tells a fun story. So this is one of our songs instead of the tunes.
One, two, one, two, three. In the sky and drill ye terriers drill. Drill ye terriers drill. For it's worked all day for the sugar in your tay. Down beside the railway and drill ye terriers drill. And blast and fire.
Nice tune. And so I heard a little of side talk over here. Tell us a little bit about this tune, Brian. Why is it your favorite tune?
Well, I like it a lot because I teach physics at the Girls Preparatory School. And this is actually one of the first songs that we did together. I use it in a teaching situation. And one of the problems I set for my students when we're studying kinematics and free fall motion is if the guy is up in the air a mile up, then what is his hourly wage if he was docked a dollar for being up in the sky? So there's a physics problem for you there.
True story. Great. Let's do another live set from our CD. These are three Irish tunes, so the Boron would be great.
It always helps to let your brain
We haven't done any jiggy type tunes, so we're going to do it. We call this the Cat Ramble set. The first tune is called The Cat Rambles to the Child's Saucepan. The second one is called the Star Above the Garter. And the third is the Pipe on the Hob. Very Irishy tunes. One, two, one, two.
Stringer's Ridge, on Forever Bluegrass last month here on WUTC. Catch him tonight at River City Sessions on the UTC campus. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. in Chaddock Hall.